Hey, stranger. Hello to everyone listening. My name is Thoraya. This is the Hey Stranger podcast. And before we start, let me set the scene for you. I'm currently sitting in a chair at my local park, which also happens to be one of the biggest tourist attractions in my city. Across from me is an empty chair, and on today's and every episode, that empty chair will be filled one by one by people of different backgrounds, mindsets, and walks of life. The only criteria is that they are a stranger. All right, so we have our next guest here. I'm not going to ask his name. He would like to remain completely anonymous, and we're going to respect
that. I appreciate that.
Yeah, of course. And also, the voice is distorted on purpose. There's nothing wrong with the mic. We're trying to keep this segment as anonymous as possible.
Yeah, I appreciate that because this is something I haven't told a lot of people. So.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you willing to share it with me and my audience today. Whenever you're ready, you could go ahead and share your secret.
Okay. Well, it's not that it's a secret, but it's something that a lot of people don't know. First of all, I am in my 40s, late 40s. I'm actually almost 50. I don't quite look like it. I don't act 50. So I am 47. But my thing that I'm keeping to myself is that I'm actually 7 weeks on HRT. I'm actually transitioning to female. So that is something a lot of people don't know. And it's something that I've been suppressing since I was a small kid. Ever since I was like 6 years old, I knew there was something wrong with my identity. And there wasn't a lot of support groups and ways of actually realizing, oh, I'm this, I'm that. You know, for me, growing up in the 70s, my thing was like, oh my God, like Linda Carter, Wonder Woman. She spins around, she turns into Wonder Woman. I literally was doing that in the playground, you know, like spinning around, and I knew then, and just over the years, just suppressing it through the decades, 80s, 90s, I did actually joined a fraternity, so, and because I was trying to test myself, I wanted to kind of, you know, even then, I didn't quite, I don't know, like, I always knew, like, something was wrong, so that's my biggest thing right now. It's just doing it in my 40s. I'm scared to death. I'm scared what my mom is going to be thinking about. She's Mexican, traditional Catholic. It's very terrifying. But I told a couple people, so it's not like totally like a secret, but for the most part, a lot of people don't know. Like, you just called me like sir or something.
Sorry about that.
No. I mean, how would you know, right? You know, you don't know things about people. And yeah, I mean, being mispronounced, you know, not that word, but misgendered all the time. Like, I get called sir all the time, and it's just what it is. But I was walking through the park, just enjoying everything, and just kind of really being at ease, realizing that this is the right path for me at this point, because I couldn't live 20, 30 more years of suppression and being unhappy.
Well, thanks for sharing that.
Yeah.
You have any... I have follow-up questions if you don't mind.
Sure.
Okay. So how do you plan on... I know, so it seems like it's still a big secret to you. And so
well,
how do you plan on...
To a lot of people, it's not something that a lot of people know, but the people that I have told, they're kind of like, oh, that makes sense, you know? Like...
Yeah.
You know, I mean, little subtleties, like I'm a video game fan, and I was always picking female avatars, like Super Mario Brothers 2, I'd always pick the princess. Street Fighter 2, I would play as Chun-Li. Like, all those little clues that after a while, it's just kind of put together. It's, yeah, but most people don't know. But what was your question? I'm sorry.
I guess you mentioned that you have a lot of fear as you're transitioning right now. What's your biggest fear?
My biggest fear is probably not being able to pass. I mean, that's like the biggest thing. And believe it or not, a lot of young people get a lot of flack about, oh my God, young people, millennial this, millennial that. I actually was motivated to do this by seeing so many Instagram influencers going through this journey and like pulling it off. Like it just looks like they're doing it. And I was actually influenced by young people. I don't know. I don't know if I answered your question, but.
No, but, I think you did.
But my biggest fear is kind of like not being accepted by my mom. I mean, that's a real hard one, and it's hard to kind of keep it from her, but it's just, she's so old school, and she's actually said that being gay is a mental illness, and I told her, well, I'm not attracted to men, and she goes, okay, well, thank God, and I go, you see, I can't tell you what's really going on, it's tough, you know, to live in denial and keeping it. So it's not like I asked for it. And I've always had a problem dealing with masculinity. It's just, I don't know. It's just what it is.
What have been your biggest struggles having lived as, like, being misgendered your whole life?
Biggest struggle? Well, so many things. Because I, for the most part, I did like females. So to like a female, but to kind of have the mask of masculinity and to like them in that way, and a lot of times it wouldn't match their expectations, so that was always tough. You know, I've always considered myself trans and gay, so it's tough, and it's something that I think a lot of older people, it's happening, like a lot of people transitioning in their 40s and 50s, because it's just kind of like, you know, it was just, I think the final straw was 2020. Like, this year was so bad.
Right.
And that it's just being at home, just with your thoughts, you had a lot of time to process. So if people don't come out being better in some way out of this COVID, I don't know what to say to those people. Like, this is actually almost like a blessing in disguise to be able to process and figure out what exactly you're about and what you could do differently. So I don't know, it's, I look at it that way too.
Yeah. So you think if 2020 hadn't happened and you weren't left with your thoughts, you might have gone the rest of your life?
Well, not to that extreme, but to a certain degree it was the final push. It was like I was on the board of going into a swimming pool, and you know how sometimes you think about, okay, should I just jump off this board and go into the swimming pool, and it looks deep, it looks kind of scary, and it was just that final little nudge, you know, because I was already diagnosed with gender dysphoria. Mm-hmm. And gender dysphoria, I don't know if those people that have ever dealt with it, but gender dysphoria is the idea of being born thinking that or realizing that you're in the wrong body.
Yeah.
Like there's, it's, I gotta tell you, I'm 47, and that has been the hardest thing I've ever had to deal with. And I've had to deal with a lot of stuff, like racism and abusive father and car accidents and all sorts of craziness. And this is by far one of the biggest things. It has affected every facet of my life, from career to relationships to my, just my happiness.
Yeah.
It's a void and an emptiness. And so, yeah.
So have you, as you're transitioning, are you like meeting new people in the community?
Yes.
And like
support groups.
Yeah.
Good support groups. And through COVID right now, everything's done online. And yeah. It's like you hear stories, and every story, every journey is different, and it's people trying to find their authenticity, you know?
Yeah. And I just don't understand, like, just hearing you, like I feel like you painted the picture so well by saying, like, you've been through a lot in your life, and it's been the toughest thing
everyone's got their stories. Yeah.
But to say that it's been the toughest thing you've gone through, I have a hard time seeing how anyone could look at you or someone else in your shoes and, like, discredit that. You know what I'm saying?
And there's some that might, you know, through fear.
Yeah.
I mean, they're afraid. They don't know because they haven't dealt with somebody like that. I have a good friend who said, wait, I've never dealt with anything like this before. Mm-hmm. And this is like one of the smartest guys I know. It's, yeah. And you never can judge a book by its cover.
Right.
Like, it's just, you probably wouldn't have thought this was my secret or my little feeling. Yeah.
Right.
So that's it.
No, I tell people that I meet a lot of strangers and I always say, like, don't ever judge a book by its cover. And as much as I say that to myself, I still tend to, you know, like, it's just, but we really got to live by that. Like,
no, I mean, people get desensitized and I think it's a weird time because people just look at, I mean, right now you can't even see people's faces.
Yeah.
So I know it's kind of like tough, you know, like you can't see people's faces. They have masks and there's a sense of detachment where it's almost like you're not really sure that other person is real, but they're real behind that mask. Mm-hmm. It's like they're going through stuff. You don't know what that person behind that mask is going through. It's their problem might be totally different. Like,
yeah,
my brothers, their problems are totally different. They're going through their own weird, you know, they're just different. It's like everybody kind of goes through different things. And right now is the time to kind of see beyond that mask.
Yeah.
You know, kind of be nicer to each other. Holidays are approaching, so it would be nice to be nicer. But it's a tough time right now, mm-hmm. you know. I'm hoping there could be some change with the new president. And we'll see. I don't know.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
I mean, I was just kind of taking a nice long stroll in the park and just trying to get a good sweat in so that I could, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful day.
No, it is. It is. It's really nice to live in a good area. And I'm at a good place because I finally realized that I know who I am. And I'm really working really hard on that. It's not easy to go through this and mm-hmm. to, you know. I mean, they just don't give you medicines to kind of change your body chemistry like this. It's yeah. It takes a lot of work and you have to talk to a lot of people and you have to do a lot of soul searching and it's not easy. It's you know.
So you would say you're in the early stages of transitioning?
Yeah, right? Basically. Yeah, this Friday will be my seventh week on hormone replacement therapy, HRT.
So how does that work for listeners who don't know? First, like, what are the different stages and, like, what does that entail?
So many different stages, man. It's like people have so many different birthdays for it, too, and I don't quite know about that. The only thing I know is that I'm in the early stages. I don't go by certain pronouns because I don't pass at all. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping maybe within a year and a half, maybe I could start feeling who I am. And it takes a while, and right now I'm on estrogen and testosterone blockers. And so I find myself craving weird things, getting really hot. I get hot a lot, thirsty. Sometimes I freak out a little bit. Sometimes I'm like, oh my God, like what's going on? It's almost like a second puberty. So
oh, wow.
It's a really unique feeling, but more often than not, I just know that it's the right thing. You know, I can't wait for these changes because I never, you know, I really struggled with that. So that was kind of my biggest secret, like basically, you know, for so long that I just knew that something was wrong.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
If you were to describe to us, like if you could do your best to describe your perfect day, in as many details as possible. And obviously, hopefully, this will be a day where you're fully transitioned. Can you describe to us how
I can't even imagine. It'd probably be rocking an awesome dress and dress really kind of artsy, something out of like Velma from Scooby-Doo, like with my cat-eye glasses and cute skirt and just kind of rocking it. But I you know, right now that body is just not there right now. But, I mean, that would be pretty cool. A perfect day also in addition would be no more COVID. So, like, no more COVID and just no more masks and just my individual self there. It's just rocking the cool hairstyle. Maybe have some blue or green in there and, you know, just being very happy and just kind of, you know, not having any bad looks either. Like, if I could actually pass, that'd be nice. And, yeah, that would be pretty much a perfect day. Yeah.
Well, I genuinely, like, from the bottom of my heart, I hope that happens for you. And I think it will.
Yeah, I'm hoping.
Yeah.
Hoping, yeah.
So, would you, I feel like my listeners are going to want a follow-up. Would you mind giving me your contact info?
And sure, I can do that. Just okay. Hide my identity for now.
I wouldn't let anyone, like, I wouldn't give your identity to anyone. It would just be for me so that in, like, maybe a few months, you come back on the podcast and share with listeners, like, where you are in the transition.
You know, if there's a demand for it, if people, you know, because I do notice that there's a lack of material out there mm-hmm. online for 40-somethings, you know, 40 people in their 40s, maybe even older, that are thinking about transitioning.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I mean, for that reason alone, I would be willing to do that because that's okay. something that I'm kind of thinking about maybe, you know, I'm compiling a bunch of videos myself.
And, yeah, you should.
And photos of before and after and... Because I really do want to be one of those people that really shows that it's possible.
Mm-hmm.
And because there's some amazing transformations. I don't know if your listeners have actually realized like how rocking some of these before and afters are. I mean, yeah. they're mind blowing and they're so motivational. You know, this week is actually Trans Awareness Week. So
Yeah.
So it's an important thing. And, Yeah, I don't mind giving you okay. my contacts, just kind of modify for now and maybe yeah. later on.
Yeah, that would be great. And I think in the meantime, since there is a lack of
representation, yeah.
you should open up like some sort of a page for, I guess, once you're more comfortable sharing.
Yeah, once I'm more comfortable, I do. It's just, but sometimes... I don't know. I'm really glad that I decided to kind of take a walk and kind of run into you. It was very serendipitous, and I appreciate that.
Yeah, same here.
Because I was in the perfect mindset to kind of say something and kind of like, oh, you want to hear something? Okay. Well, I got plenty to say. So.
Yeah, I'm so glad I ran into you. I feel like it was meant to happen as well.
Yeah, I'm glad you approached me. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for being on my podcast. You did a great job. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Hey. Be good, everybody. Take care of yourselves.
And that is it for today's episode. Thank you for listening. Before you go, I do have a huge favor to ask. Because my podcast is so new and there are so many amazing podcasts out there, the best way you can help me stand out and grow is to leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. This podcast is available on other platforms as well, like Spotify, Anchor, Google Podcasts, and many others. So following and subscribing on there will help also. But again, the best thing you could do is to leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. I hope you'll consider doing it. I'll make sure to have my podcast links in the description. To make it fun, I thought it would be cool for you all to answer the following question under hopefully a 5-star review. Who's one stranger you still remember? I'll read through all your answers, share some on my Instagram story. So if you want me to tag you, please make sure to include your Instagram handle as well. My Instagram handle is actually thor.aya. Thank you so much. I love you all, and we'll meet again next Tuesday.